والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, this verse, this ayat of the Quran Kareem that I just recited, we hear this verse mainly in the khutbas of nikah, of marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us that, oh, those who have iman, are mu'mins, are believers, are Muslims. Allah ta'ala says, one is ittaqullah, have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. Have taqwa, which is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is necessary and important. And then Allah ta'ala says, together with that, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, that when you speak, be straight, be clear, be proper in your speech. This verse of the Quran Kareem, we hear this, as I said, mainly in the khutbas of nikah, of marriage. But really speaking, it pertains to every aspect, every facet, every walk of our life. Some while ago when I spoke in this masjid and even other places, what we spoke about was pertaining to the concept of Iman, Islam, and being a Muslim. What we have done is that we have limited it. We have limited it just to our basic practices of worship, prayer, and a few more rituals. Our namaz, our salah, our fasting, our roza, our zakat, our Ramadan, a few more charities, and that's it. In terms of the other activities in our life, practices in our life, dealings, business dealings, relationship with people, we have not included those into the understanding, into the ambit, into the aspect of this being part of our life as being Muslim. If you look at this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you talk, use your tongue. Be very clear, be very straight, proper in your dealings. But remember, Islam and Iman have many departments or many aspects that make up Islam and make us Muslims. One of it being the main, most important is our beliefs, aqaid. It's a topic on its own, a lot to be spoken about that, but our beliefs. Secondly, our ibadat, our acts of worship and prayers. Thirdly, mu'amalat, our dealings, whether it be with our own spouses, whether it be with our parents, children, whether it be with our family, as many times we've heard this, live like brothers, deal like strangers. Live like brothers, but deal like strangers. When you're living with a person, you live with him like your brother, family. When it comes to dealings, like a stranger. When a person has to have some agreement with you, some dealing with you, everything should be in writing. Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَاكْتُبُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says that when you have to enter in any contractual agreement, there's some, whether it be some tenancy agreement, whether it be some form of lending, borrowing, buying, selling, lessor to lessee, landlord to tenant, in any form, then write it down. Reduce it to writing. It must be recorded. And that is the way, inshallah, that we'll be saved from so many problems and disputes and many other issues in our lives. So one is our dealings. That's the third part. Fourth being our mu'ashara, social interaction with people. And fifth, our akhlaq and our character. Our social interaction with people. It doesn't mean via social media. Today we are so much engrossed into these avenues of interacting with people that we become such that we become totally cold towards people when we meet them. Why? We're interacting all the time via social media. That Facebook, all the time people are glued to that. Rather, they should be concerned about facing their book on the day of Qiyamah. How will I face my book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah? If it's used for good purposes, by all means. If not, we know what it is used today for. The major use of it. When it comes to that Instagram, that account where a person is updating himself all the time, what he ate, what he did, whether he got a new look, whether he got something else, each time he's updating all the time. He should rather be worried that instantly, how many grams and how much of weight am I increasing in my good deeds or my bad deeds? That's at Instagram. When it comes to that Twitter, we know what is happening with that also, how much of incorrect usages is being used for. And that has made us, as one person said very beautifully, like twits, meaning like small people. Good use, by all means, but we know what the major use is. So, social etiquettes, how to live with our own spouses, families, extended families, neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslim, that's also part of Islam. And the first I said is akhlaq, character. Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the most weightiest, the most heaviest deed on the day of Qiyamah on our scales will be character, our akhlaq and character, how to deal with people, how to be that the better person, that compassionate person, that forgiving person. How a person should live his life with good character. So in terms of this, when it comes to the protection of our tongue, it is something of utmost importance in every Muslim's life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned words to this effect, it's a lengthy hadith, no time to go into the details, there's so much to be spoken, that every day when a person wakes up in the morning, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ الْعَبْدُ, when a person wakes up in the morning, the remainder limbs of the body address the tongue. They speak to the tongue that إِنِ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنِ اعْوَجَجْتَ اعْوَجَجْنَا. In our understanding what it means, that if you are straight today, you are correct, you are straight, you do not cause any problems, we are all safe today. وَإِنِ اِعْوَجَجْتَ اِعْوَجَجْنَا. And if you are crooked today, we are all in trouble. You know, when we all know when the tongue is not used correctly and the person has to retaliate from the other side, does he then retaliate on the tongue of the person or on the remainder parts of the body physically? It's either he's attacking his respect or his family, or his parents, that's how he retaliates, or physically to the body of the person. If the tongue is right, the remainder bodies, parts of the body are saved. And vice versa. If not, we know what effects it causes. every morning, this call is made to the tongue to protect how it's supposed to be the correct way, advising it, reminding it to be correct. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to always say that this lisan, this tongue, jirmuhu saghir wa jirmuhu kabir. If you look at it in terms of size, in terms of weight, in terms of mass, it's very small, very light. But the effects of it, the harms of it, the sins of it, are very great. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned the hadith, how dangerous it is, how serious it is when this tongue is not protected. Ayatul Munafiqi Thalatha, that the sign and the characteristics, the avowed factors of a hypocrite. Imagine if a person has to call us on our face today, you're a munafiq, you're a hypocrite. Who is saying this? Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to all the worlds and universes. He says that the avowed and the clear signs and characteristics of a hypocrite are three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. There again the tongue, when he speaks lies. The tongue is used for lies, lies upon lies. One lie to another and to another. You say one lie, leads you to 10 more. Rather be truthful, speak the truth. Even if you have to take on some pain on your heart, maybe a small amount of disgrace too, possibly. But rather take that than speaking lies and creating, making yourself engender and bring about in your life a quality and characteristic of being a munafiq and a hypocrite. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned that إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدِ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. That when a person speaks lies, which is so common today, you promise a person in 7 days, 14 days, 30 days, I'll pay you this time, I'm not dying, I'm not running away, I'm still alive, I haven't done you down before. The list doesn't end of excuses. But the person carries on speaking lies. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us about this, that when you speak lies, when a person speaks lies, the angels, the farishtas, the malaika, the angels of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, rahmat and barakat, they distance themselves 1 mile away from that person. 1 mile. Minnat nima ja'abi. Because of that smell in his mouth that's been created. Use the best of mouth freshness. Use whatever you have to use. That smell doesn't go away. You've created that by speaking that lie. Person thought he got away. I spoke the lie. I got away. Maybe, possibly, you got away in this world. But that smell is still there. That stench is still there. Those angels, you want barakat in your life. You want Allah Ta'ala's mercy. You want Allah Ta'ala's barakat, blessings in your life and your business. What's the use? Where you thought you fooled the other person, but you're fooling yourself. Yeah, the angels distance themselves 1 mile away from that person because of that smell created in his mouth. So the first quality is, when a person speaks, he speaks lies as a sign of a munafiq and hypocrite. Second, إِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. Again with the tongue. That when he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. How many promises today we've made? How many? Let us rewind. We wonder why we're having problems in our lives. My business is not thriving. I'm not having happiness in my home. There's so many other issues in my life. Turn the clock back. Press the rewind button. Think, how much of lies I've spoken in my life? How many promises I made and I broke those promises? Could be for a small amount, could be for a small issue, but I broke those promises. Again, sign of a munafiq. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, specifically about Prophet Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had one avowed, glaring, clear quality in his life, which was found in all the prophets of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. He was true to his promise. Allama Mahalli in Tafsir Jalalain mentions, وَانْتَظَرَ مَنْ وَعَدَهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَقَالَ حَوْلًا, that when he made a promise to the person to meet him at a certain place, certain time, he waited for 3 days for that person. According to some narrations, up to 1 year. This has also been narrated about Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the similar. That when the promise was made, from his side, he did what he had to do. Waited for the person, came back, waited for him, checked for him, up to 3 days, some narration up to 1 year, carried on checking for the person from his side. Look at when it came to Qurbani, Udhiya, Eid al-Adha. He gave his father the commitment. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. That, oh my father, ya abatif al ma tu'mar. We know the entire incident where the father was told to slaughter his son in a dream. When he told his son, Ismail as-salam told the father Ibrahim as-salam, I will pull through, I will do whatever I have to do. You do what you have to do, and I will do what I have to do. And he kept to it right till the end. Where Allah Ta'ala then changed it. We know what happened, he was removed and he was replaced with a ram. Some say it was from Jannat, and that's what he slaughtered. Nabi Ibrahim al-Salam slaughtered that. So again, the tongue, promises are broken. And thirdly, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, that when he is entrusted, what is a munafiq? A hypocrite. When he's given some amanat, he betrays that amanat, that trust. Whether it be in any form. Most common today, a person tells you, I'm telling you my secret, don't tell anyone. And that's the time when he'll tell everyone. That's what happens today. And he'll tell that person, I'm only telling you. He told me not to tell, but I'm only telling you, don't tell. And that's where the whole town comes to know. So, when an amanat, a trust is given to a person, when it comes to estates, comes to wills, distribution of inheritance, the person made the executor, we know how much of betrayal takes place today. How much of delays, where those orphans, those widows are crying years upon years for their money. And the person always is making excuses, pulling, delaying, procrastinating unnecessarily. One is as a valid excuse, no valid excuse. That person, mashallah, is a front saf musalli, 5-time namazi, doing so much of charity. But then when it comes to his dealings, the tongue, what is used for? How much of betrayal of trust today? How common it is today? If you want to be a trustee of any endowment, whether it be of some waqf, whether it be of some masjid, some madrasa, whether it be of some estate, executor, be a true trustee and don't be rusty. As one person said, take out the tea. Do not become rusty. Where that rust comes onto you, and you know what to do after that. Rather, do not take it than taking it and creating a problem for yourself. You're creating a problem in your world, in your dunya, in your grave, and hereafter. How many times we go through these cases, people will come to us after 30 years, 40 years, estate not distributed. So many problems it creates after that. Unnecessary problems. And where after that it leads to, where hundreds of thousands of rands are then wasted in those courts and how many other places. So the quality of a munafiq, I mentioned from the beginning of the hadith till now, that three, speaking lies, secondly, breaking promises, thirdly, betrayal of trust, any form of amanat and trust. According to another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says one more, that وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ, when he begins to dispute and argue, he uses vulgar language, swear words, incorrect, obscene words are used. And this has become so common today. I may have mentioned before, it's become like the verbal diarrhea of today. Every word is a swear word, vulgar words. A person doesn't feel at ease until he uses some bad word or evil word or some swear word in his sentence. He must say it. And these are all glaring, avowed qualities of a hypocrite. Imagine, as I said before, a person is calls you, you're a munafiq. Who is saying this? Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That these are qualities of a munafiq, not of a Muslim, not of a person who's iman, not a person who's a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, these are qualities of a munafiq. I will conclude on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, "Kafa bil mar'i kadiban, أَيُّحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. Very common today, whether it be by form of social media, BCs, where we are sending it out. We heard something about someone, and then we pass it on to someone else. No verification. Even those way we mention as received, that too we should be cautious about. That too we should be cautious about. Be very careful, verify issues. Why get involved also? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. That a person speaks, he talks about, he conveys everything he heard, any and everything. Mr. A told Mr. B that this person, Mr. C, is stealing, he's embezzling, committing fraud, committed zina, he's not performing namaz, he's this and that and the other, in terms of his marriage, in terms of proposal, in terms of his job and work. So many effects it has, ripple effects. Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when you hear, whatever you hear, you could just speak about it, convey it. This is sufficient for you to be called a liar. That you are making jute path. You are speaking lies. Whatever you heard, no verification. This person is doing this, that person is doing that, that woman did that. When proposals go through, nikahs take place, how much of problems it creates. It lands on the table of so many other people to sort it out. It's too late. The divorce gone through. The proposal is broken. The marriage is over. Like that when it comes to jobs, when it comes to employment, so many other things. Let us be very cautious what we speak. Otherwise, we are then being termed. We are terming ourselves as liars, where we are falsely accusing people. And that is what, on the day of Qiyamah, we will all have to pay for them. It's not that we got away. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with the Sahaba past one graveyard. There were two graves. He mentioned lengthy hadith. The gist of it is, he told the Sahaba that innahuma yu'adhaban, that these two people are being punished in the grave. There were two graves there. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ, that they're being punished in their graves for actions that are not taken to be very great in y'all's eyes. People don't take it to be great in their eyes. One is, أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. The first person was, as we say in Urdu, chughal khor, meaning carry tales. From here to there, from there to there, from there to somewhere else. Carry tales and create problems. Very common today. That is why the hadith is clear. لا يدخل الجنة النمام. Somebody who carries tales, he won't enter Jannat. Chughal khur. And the second aspect was, كان لا يستنزه من بولي. That he used to not be cautious about urine drops. This is something very great also, when a person has to relieve himself, be cautious about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, to be cautious about our tongue, what we speak, how we deal, what we say in regards to every aspect of our life. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سمي سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع ذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستوفي رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام آية المنافق ثلاث إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا اؤتمن خان متفق عليه بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار معاشر المسلمين صلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب صاحب الحوض والشفاعة فقد أمركم الله بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وتابع التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وجودك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك المؤمنين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من العمل والقول والفعل والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين